You're listening to Destinations with Deborah Howell. Road trip.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. I am Deborah Howell. My guest, Mike Teal, has been a professional traveler since 1979, and he knows what he is doing, let me tell you. Better yet, he can help the rest of us know what we're doing when we travel in style. He is the president and founder of Hideaways International. Welcome, Mike Teal, to the program.
Deborah, great to be on your show.
Thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule with your pith helmets. And I don't know how many different kinds of hats you have, but I'm seeing you on top of an elephant, riding a DC-3 here. You've done it all.
We get around a little bit. And we get out there so that we can test the best of things and report on them and keep you away from the worst of things, too.
It's a tough job, but I'm glad you're doing it. Right. Now, you visit hundreds of luxury hotels every year. Does it ever get old, Mike?
Honestly, Deborah, a little bit. But it depends. We try to pick our places so that we're always sort of on the leading edge of what's happening and what's new. And that's what keeps it sort of interesting. That and places that maybe have been overlooked. I mean, in the last year, I've been to the Azores, which not too many people go to, but it's a really cool place. It was nice to
tell me a little bit about the Azores.
Report on it. And more recently, just a week or two ago, I got back from what's being dubbed the Riviera Nayarit, a new evolving coastline in Mexico that is not seeing too much international tourism at this point, but certainly will over the next 10 years.
I know they're building a lot of new airports in Mexico for just that reason.
Yes, they are indeed. There's one scheduled for Tulum to get more people into the Riviera Maya, which is starting to get pretty overrun in my mind at this point. And there is discussion of one north of Puerto Vallarta, about 100 miles or so in the area that we visited, to get to the Riviera Nayarit.
I want to talk to you a little bit about founding your wonderful company, which is Hideaways International. But first, I'm very curious about the Azores. Maybe you could shed a little bit light on the Azores, because I have not yet had a guest that has been there. So,
The Azores are a little bit like an Ireland South, so to speak. Although they're volcanic, they sit in the middle of the Atlantic. Awfully interesting and easy destination to reach if you're on the East Coast, especially in the Northeast. SATA Airlines or Azores Express goes there several times a week. Usually have some very good deals there. There's 9 inhabited islands and a whole bunch of others. Each of them is rather different in its culture and its dialect of Portuguese. Very welcoming destination, beautiful, beautiful sights, gorgeous drives around these volcanic islands with vistas of the sea. Good food, but nothing gourmet that I would call. It's more comfort food. Lots of good seafood, whale watching, good hiking, good bird watching. Interesting sort of destination.
Why do you think the Azores are under-traveled?
Because it doesn't have great beaches. If it had great beaches like Hawaii, I compared it to Ireland. In some senses, it's like Ireland because it's very cottagey. Only the cottages and the farmhouses and everything that are sprinkled around the Azores are all red tile roof, as opposed to Ireland, you know, thatch roof and gray tile and whatever. But in topography, it's very much like the Hawaiian Islands. Only it just doesn't have great beaches, except for some pebbly and some gray sand beaches, volcanic beaches. If it had great beaches, it would be a very popular destination because it's got great weather and mild weather pretty much year-round, and not as mild or as nice as the Hawaii, but, you know, from May to October, it's pretty warm and good, and then from October to May, it's golfing weather and nice sort of 60s.
And it sounds like a hideaway that there wouldn't be hordes and hordes of people, you know, fighting you for your little spot.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's a great tip right there. And you said
you asked about Hideaways.
Yeah, I was going to say you could probably get some great discounts through Hideaways Aficionado Club to go to the Azores or any of the other locations as well.
You do indeed. In fact, that's sort of where we've evolved over the years. We actually started as a matchmaking service to fill a void in the whole business of vacation home renting. Back when we started in 1979, I had a vacation home that I did a very poor job of marketing myself, but some relatives said, gee, we love staying at vacation homes all over the world, and not many people really have experienced vacationing in vacation homes. And they said, you know, there's no central marketplace where you can go to find what's available in Jamaica or Lake Tahoe or London or the French countryside. So and I was a management consultant in the oil and gas business at that point in time. I said, yeah, you know, I studied it, and they said, you're right. It's a very fragmented market, so let's start something here.
And that was back in 79, and you're coming up on your 30th anniversary. Congratulations.
We have, and the reason that we've managed to survive the traumas of the travel business for 30 years is because we're always adaptive and always looking at what our members are interested in and want, and we have a great community of members out there who talk to us all the time, and we to them. And so we're constantly evolving and developing to meet their needs. Most recently, as you indicated, we've launched the Hideaways Aficionado Club. That was sort of a rebranding of what we've been doing for many years, but it also changed the formula that we were working on. In the past, we just sort of gave a minor discount on properties that we liked from our inspections all around the world. The Hideaways Aficionado Club has a much stronger set of benefits, including discounts at properties, but also room upgrades on arrival, if it's available, and special perks, which we want to make the experience. It's all about the experience. That's what good travel is. And our properties give you things like special excursions, guided tours as a perk of being a Hideaways Club member, or they give you romantic dinner on the beach served privately for the two people, or couples massages, things like that, all given as part of the deal.
I notice here at Ladera Resort in St. Lucia, which is one of my favorite places in the world, it's like sleeping in a treehouse.
I know,
isn't
it great?
A gourmet type of treehouse.
Yes.
Your member-only perk there is, as you said, a couples massage together, looking over the Grand Piton. I mean, I cannot think of anything more romantic. And I noticed that if you are a member, you can save 52% on Ladera, which is one of the best resorts I've ever been to.
Yeah, I think that one is a very limited special. Usually our discounts, and I want to be very honest about this, are not 50% discounts, because let's face it, 50% discounts are probably phony discounts. Somebody's marked the price up just to mark it back down again. Our members' rates are usually something in the order of 10 or 15%, but then occasionally a property will come to us and they have availability or whatever. They don't want to broadcast it out to the general public, and so through our private network, we can get a really great deal like that out there.
Our guest is Mike Teal. Will you please come back soon and tell us about some of the other fascinating places you've been around the world?
Deborah, I'd be delighted to.
And if you could, before we get off the air here, if you could give everybody the website, that would be great.
Of course. It's very simple, www.hideaways.com. And we also have an 800 number, 800-843-4433.
Thank you so much for being on the program, Mike Teal. This is the place where you learn how to get the discount, where to travel, what's hot, what's new, all kinds of trends. It's Destinations with Deborah Howell, and we will be right back on Next Trip Radio. Thanks for listening.